Thank you very much. We got a very special guest traveling with us this week. Actually, two. My mother is traveling with us, and she's keeping me in line. She's here today. Wave at her, Mom. You're back down the corner. Wave. There she is, back there. Love you very much. Glad you're with us. And then Darren's wife, Julie, is with us. Wave, Julie. Julie and my mom actually like each other. I don't know why they're not standing with each other, but they do like each other. So, any questions?
I want to explain one thing before we get into questions. On that song, as you can hear, I went from a low unison with him. He was way up here, and I was way down here. We was hitting the same notes, but they was octaves way off, about two octaves apart. And then we came back to tenor part and lead, as you heard that song. And that's what was going on there for those who want to know what was happening in that song. But that old sound, that's what the Carters did. They would also, Maybell had that low, deep voice. One of them did. I really don't know. I don't know my history. But, Ken, can you spread a little love on that? No. Okay. But anyway, one of them had a really low, deep voice, and that's what made the Carter family sound really cool, was they'd hit that low lead octave spread like that, and that's really cool and really old sounding.
Any questions on that? Make sure everybody gets to talk if you want to. Tell you what, boys, grab the mandolin real quick. Let's bring the quartet up here. What we're going to do, this is something that we do with Daly and Vincent a lot. This is something that we're kind of getting known for. We do a lot of duet singing. Somebody's got some bad indigestion.
The ice.
Okay.
Remind
me not to go over there and get any ice. If I got ice, I want to live to tell about it. This is a song that we're thinking about recording, and if you guys like it, we might just put it on the next record, and if you don't like it, we might just give it to Doyle Austin or Ricky Skaggs. But this is we use the whole band on this, the banjo, the fiddle, the mandolin. But the verses is a duet, and if you'll listen really close, when the chorus comes in, it is a quartet. And that's how we're starting to do a lot of our songs, to give it a lot of versatility. So what we'll do is we'll just do a verse and a chorus of it and let you hear how the duet comes into a quartet by the chorus. And it's called Your Place or Mine.